This semester for the Artist in the Making series, WFIU's Yael Cassander has introduced us to Aaron Castellon, a graduating MFA student in the painting department at IU's Hope School of Fine Arts. In previous conversations, we've learned about Aaron's textiles background and her penchant for odd jobs, and visited her studio to see how her mixed media works come together. Yael's final conversation with Aaron takes place in the gallery where her MFA work is being shown.
When I see Aaron Castellon's paintings hanging in her thesis show at the Grunewald Gallery, it feels like a milestone in the journey I've been on with this MFA student over the course of the semester. I can only imagine what it feels like for her. In a recent interview, novelist Anne Tyler said once her books are accepted by the publisher, she's, quote, like a mother cat with kittens. I never think about them again, she said. They're gone. Is that how it feels once the paintings are hanging in the gallery?
I don't know if it's exactly that, but it definitely feels strange just to see it all out of the studio and in this space. I remember the first couple days after it was hung and coming in here and seeing it, and it felt like it didn't belong to me anymore. You have all those months where it's very close and you touch it and you work on it and you know it intimately, and then suddenly it's here, and it feels like some long-lost friend that you really had this like separation with, and they're a part of everyone else's life now, and they no longer belong solely to you. So there is that kind of strange remove. I'm glad to be able to move on with additional works just past this deadline, but they don't really feel exactly like mine anymore.
If you wanted to, once you take them out of the gallery, you could easily go back and elaborate. You could decide, well, you know what, this one's not actually finished. But I wonder if that energy is just kind of spent once they've been exhibited.
Well, I mean, I think out of the 8 or so pieces that are hanging here, there's one that I knew I didn't have enough time to really stare at and to make sure it was done. But at this point, I don't see myself going back to revisit it. I'm, you know, starting additional newer works in the studio that I'm more excited about.
So I'm curious about which one that is. Is it the one we're standing in front of?
The one on the right. It's called Interweave. I mean, if I had more time before the show, I probably would have gone in with more elaborate stitching and just developed some of the composition to a higher degree. It doesn't quite have the same stability or, you know, that frozen tension that some of the other ones have. It still feels, you know, a few steps shy of having that real solid completeness.
Tell me about that idea, frozen tension. So many of your pieces are so clearly acted upon by gravity that they have this literal suspension.
They are very static pieces. That's something that has come up in critiques even. Gravity is something that was also talked about over the past 2 years. And is there a way you can do the opposite or get things to come up rather than come down? And I have experimented some with that, but it feels more natural to me that these things can't support themselves. They're not freestanding. So there is that vulnerability to them. And they're very strong in that they have the marks of time and history in them, but they also feel somewhat vulnerable in that they hang and they are acted upon by gravity, and I as a human can connect with them more because they have that certain vulnerability combined with the strength.
This piece is the one that I remember so much from our previous visit, mm-hmm. with the pink, heavily painted fabric, and when we last saw this, it was on the floor mm-hmm. of your studio.
Sure.
Now, how did you decide to resolve perception shift?
This piece was one of the ones that came pretty soon after the discussion of gravity in my grad school experience. So the brown piece underneath it was an attempt to have something come up from below rather than the rest of the pieces, which always hang down from the top.
That brown piece looks very rigid. Is it also fabric, or is it?
It's the same technique as the pink that hangs down. It's a wall paint built up in many layers on a burlap fabric and cut and then formed. So this was one where I combined, you know, the hanging down and the growing up. But I'm not sure. It doesn't capture exactly what I'm interested in.
You just mentioned moments ago about directions you were moving toward in your studio, so you're back on that horse.
I took maybe a little over a week off, like just catching up on life, but I've been working on 2 new pieces this week, and you know, some people make fun of me. They're like, oh, it's so soon to see you back. But it's kind of, it's what I do. I don't really like working towards deadlines. So working towards this thesis show was frustrating in that I couldn't work on a million things at once. I like to have everything going at once and at different stages of the process. So if I feel like painting one day, I can paint. If I feel like sitting down and embroidering one day, I can do that. So having this up and, you know, done is, I don't really see it as like, oh, finally I get to stop and take a break. I just think, oh, finally I can get back to what I enjoy doing.
Is it that same sense of freedom you had when you were leaving RISD?
Yeah, it is. Like, nothing is pressing at the moment as far as a deadline. I'm just continuing to have fun and work and see where things take me. So
are you hoping to find a job that is going to allow you to make art for a living?
We'll see what happens. I'm kind of waiting to see if any jobs or residency opportunities unravel first. And if those don't, then I'll have to scramble and find a city or a town to place myself in.
So many times I think our lives do unfurl like that, though, where we put one foot in front of the other and do the next obvious thing. And then later it's easy to put a historical framework around it.
Right.
To say, oh, this was obviously leading up to something, which is to a certain extent what I'm doing to you right now. So I apologize.
No, it's true. I think about sometimes the 6 years I spent in Philadelphia and working at the art supplies job. It's like, why did I spend 6 years there? But then other times I look at it and I think about all the people I met and the things I learned and what I was able to do living in Philadelphia while I was working that job. And I think all of those opportunities, you know, led up to where I am now, or, you know, the kind of work I'm doing now. So it's hard to regret anything like that. The one thing grad school has, I guess, done for me is to get myself thinking a little bit more about long-term future and where I want to be. I feel like in Philadelphia, although I was having a lot of wonderful experiences at the same time, I was probably just like turning my wheels and not really, well, where do I want to be in 5 years? And I'm not exactly sure like what that is, but just having a different mindset of, okay, well, I'm not stuck anywhere. I can make anything happen. I mean, I think it'll be fine no matter what happens. But
good luck, Erin. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
You can hear Yael's previous conversations with graduating MFA student Erin Castellon and see photos of Erin's MFA thesis show installed at the Grunewald Gallery on our website, wfiu.org/arts.